He calls me wonderful. He calls me love. Sees past all that I've done and who I will become. Wonderful. He calls me love. Sees past all that I've done. Sees who I will become. No mountain high that I could climb can make him love me more. No valley low could ever take the place of this love. 'Cause he already loves me the most he could love me. Sent his son to die for me. Gave his life for me. He already loves me the most he could love me. And the least I could do is love him too. Oh, love him too. He calls us daughters and he calls us sons. He doesn't see what we were, only who we will become. When he calls us daughters and when he calls us sons, he's not looking at who we were, only who we'll become. No mountain high that we could climb can make him love us more. No valley low could ever take the place of his love. 'Cause he already loves us the most he could love. Sent his son to die for us. Gave his life for us. He already loves us the most he could love us. And the least we could do is love him too, yeah. So we call him Father and we call him love. Yes, I call you Father. I call you love. And I don't deserve it. It's just who you are. You already love me the most you could love.
This is Jamie Grace and welcome to 91 Anthems, 91 days of songs inspired by your stories. Now, please forgive me, I am still recovering post-surgery and so there were some fun notes in there, but this song was so important for me to share. So I wrote part of this song a while ago, the first verse and pre and chorus I wrote forever ago, and it was actually on my album 91 until I wrote a song called Different, and this song got pushed until the next album. But I've been hoping during this 91 Anthems process, genuinely praying that I would come across a story that in some way connected to this, and I didn't even know what story that was. I was just hoping that I would stumble across something. And then I found the story of M. She's 21 and she's from Florida, and she's going through something that I think a lot of us have, you guys. She really believes that God loves her, but when she first became a Christian and when she started through her journey of Christianity, she really approached it with a lot of rules and trying to get everything right and trying to hope that she couldn't mess it up with God and, you know, that God wouldn't get mad at her and she wouldn't disappoint him. And yes, there's a relationship and there's a way to be able to like love someone in a relationship as opposed to not loving someone in a relationship. But you guys, there's nothing that we can do that will make God love us less. There's nothing we can do that will separate us from the love of God. God is love, and the most important thing that we should, as Christians and as followers of Christ, the most important thing that we should be wanting to share about our faith is how much God loves us. M's story really inspired me to write the second verse and the third verse slash bridge of this song, and I'm so honored to be able to share it with you guys. I hope it's an inspiration to each and every person out there that no matter how you feel about it, no matter what you think about it, there is a God who loves you so much. And it's okay to be loved. It's okay to allow that love into your heart. He's not a God of confusion. He's not a God of hurt. And he's not a God of pain. And I'm sorry if you've experienced any of those things along your journey. Sadly, life just gets kind of crazy sometimes. But I can promise you that the God I serve is a God of love. Like M has discovered, like I have discovered, like so many of us have discovered. He loves us so much. And there's nothing we can do to make him love us less. Thank you guys so much for watching today's video. Subscribe, click on the screen because more songs coming tomorrow. All right, I love you guys so much and I'll see you soon. Ugh, I miss you already. Bye.